It's important for our customers who use it to bridge the gap between London and New York, and for our staff. A lot of British Airways people have put a lot of time in over the last 15 months to get Concorde back in the air. Our engineers, our pilots, flight crew, ground staff, it's a great day for them as well.
But at the same time, we mustn't forget 113 people died in the Air France accident. So perhaps if triumphalism isn't the word or celebration's not the word, how would you describe it?
There's a somber note to this morning. You're absolutely right. The Air France tragedy over a year ago was keenly felt in British Airways, as well as Air France, obviously.
Concorde is a small part of British Airways, just about profits at the moment. How important is it as a symbol, as a flagship?
It is our flagship. It's important to our customers too. There are many big corporate accounts we get because we've got Concorde as part of our offering to our travelling public. So it's an important selling tool, as well as the flagship of our fleet.
But in reality, very few people ever get the chance to travel upon it. I mean, in terms of, you know, it's a difficult year for British Airways. This is probably going to be the only bright spark in the whole year for you.
We'll have good days, but it is a tough year. There's no doubt about this. And clearly, for British Airways and for many in the industry, there's a lot more to be done than just getting Concorde back in the air. But getting Concorde back in the air, for us, is a critical part of our recovery.
A final question, and I must take you into other areas. Sabina has decided to stop. There were 15, there are now 14. Consolidation. You don't welcome the loss of an airline, but commercially, do you welcome it? And B, will you be picking over the entrails?
I've got friends in Sabena, so we will feel their loss. But I believe and have felt since I arrived here to do this job that European aviation was too fragmented and it needed to consolidate. And this is hopefully the beginning of the consolidation process.
Ron Eddington, the Chief Executive of British Airways.